This is Radio Nepal, I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Nepali Congress decides to participate in upcoming elections, demands government improve law and order, ensuring free, fair in election environment. Over 837,000 new voters registered in Election Commission for March 5th House of Representatives elections. Provision allowing registration through national IDC is encouraging response. Risk of influenza increasing with drop in mercury. And Ukraine's allies to hold talks on White House peace plan at G20 summit in South Africa. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Committee has decided to participate in the upcoming elections, concluding that the elections are the only appropriate way out of the current political situation. Speaking to journalists after the meeting today, party spokesperson Prakashan Mahat said that the meeting decided to register the party with the Election Commission in order to take part in the National Assembly election to be held on the 27th of November and the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March. A spokesperson Mahat further said that there is a firm belief that the constitution can be protected and the voices raised during change movement can be advanced institutionally through elections. Likewise, the meeting stressed that a fair free election environment and demanded that the government immediately improve law and order, boost the morale of security personnel, and ensure a fear-free election environment for the general public. A spokesperson Mahat said that the current situation, such as thousands of inmates being at large quantities of weapons going missing, and political parties being unable to conduct programs freely, is extremely serious. An additional 837,094 people have registered their names in the voter list opened by the Election Commission following the announcement of the fresh elections to the House of Representatives. The registration period for the voter list ended at midnight yesterday. The Commission has released the details of the newly registered voters. Using biometric registration, 344,914 new voters were enrolled, while 492,180 people registered using their national ID. The provision allowing registration through the national ID was introduced later and it saw an encouraging response. Earlier, the deadline for voter registration was November the 16th, and due to high demand and request from the concerned stakeholders, it was extended until the 21st of November. Health professionals say the risk of influenza has increased with the drop in mercury. According to general physician Dr. Parshuram Khimire, the risk of infection affecting the chest, mouth, nose and lungs are higher at this time as cases of respiratory complications rise during this season. Influenza is caused by a viral infection and the virus becomes more active during winter, making people of all age groups susceptible. Most flu patients do not require antiviral medication, but those with chronic health conditions, pregnant women, the elderly, and individuals with weak immunity face higher risk and should be monitored by health professionals. To reduce the risk of infection, health experts recommend maintaining physical distance, staying indoors when possible, covering the mouth and nose while coughing or sneezing, staying physically active and consuming plenty of fluids and nutritious food. They also advise wearing warm clothes, keeping warm, and eating healthy foods to prevent illness. CPNUML chairperson KP Sarmawli has called for reinforcing a system that ensures only representatives elected by the people participate in the functioning of the government. Speaking at a mass gathering organized by the party in Pirkuti Mandap of Kathmandu today, the former Prime Minister stated that the government's recommendation following the Janji movement to dissolve the House of Representatives did not uphold the spirit of the Constitution. The Prithivi Highway will be closed for 4 hours daily from today until the 27th of November. People have been urged to use alternative roads as the girder launching work is beginning on the bridge under construction at Vijaypur Khola in Pokhara, which lies along the highway. The western section of the Mughlin Pokhara Road project said that the road will be closed from 6 to 8 in the morning and 12 to 2 in the afternoon. Project Chief Krishna Bahadur Kumbar said that since the road will be fully or partially closed for 4 hours daily, vehicles entering and exiting Pokhara via the Prithivi Highway are requested to use alternative roads. This news comes from Didi Nepal. Now time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ कि थाइन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
1415 1415 1415 1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संसार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ स्पोर्ट्स अपडेट Biratnagar Kings have registered a consecutive second win in the Nepal Premier League NPL. Biratnagar defeated Kathmandu Gurkhas by 5 wickets in the second match held at TU International Cricket Stadium this evening. Biratnagar says the target of 135 runs in 17.1 overs with a loss of 5 wickets. Earlier, Kathmandu scored 134 runs in 20 overs at the loss of 6 wickets. Meanwhile, in the first match today, Karnali Axe registered their first win in the NPL, defeating Lumbini Lions by 9 wickets. Riding on an explosive century by opener Mark Watt, Karnali went past the target of 157 runs in 12.2 overs at the loss of only 1 wicket. Watt played 44 balls and was unbeaten at 114 runs. Earlier, Lumbini Lions scored 156 runs in 20 overs at the loss of 8 wickets. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer says Ukraine's ally will seek to strengthen a US plan to end the war with Russia when they meet at the G20 summit in South Africa, the BBC reports. The summit begins a day after President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Ukraine faced one of the most difficult moments in the history over pressure to accept the plan, leaked details of which have been seen as favorable to Moscow. Zelensky held telephone talks with Sir Keir and the leaders of France and Germany on Friday. Afterwards, the Prime Minister said Ukraine's friends and partners remained committed to securing a lasting peace once and for all. Neither US President Donald Trump nor Russian President Vladimir Putin are attending the G20 summit. The widely leaked US peace plan includes the proposals that Kiev had previously ruled out, including ceding eastern areas it currently controls. The US president has given Ukraine until Thursday to agree the plan, which he described as an appropriate deadline. More than 300 children and staff are now thought to have been kidnapped by gunmen from a Catholic school in central Nigeria, making it one of the worst mass abductions the country has seen. The BBC cited the Christian Association of Nigeria as saying that 303 students and 12 teachers were taken from St. Mary's School in Papari, Niger State, substantially more than previously estimated. The kidnapping comes amid a surge of attacks by armed groups. The revised number of people taken surpasses the 276 abducted during the infamous Chibok mass abduction of 2014. Local police said armed men stormed the school on Friday morning, abducting students who were staying there. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. The weather will remain mainly clear in the rest of the areas. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress decides to participate in upcoming elections, demands government improve law and order, ensuring fair, free election environment. Over 837,000 new voters registered in Election Commission for March 5th House of Representatives elections. Provision allowing registration through national IDCs encouraging response. Risk of influenza increasing with a drop in mercury. And Ukraine's allies to hold talks on White House peace plan at G20 summit in South Africa. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.